Welcome back to Matheson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines in order. We're going to get you in. David Amekwan, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Hey, good morning, Matt. One of your callers just mentioned about the Putin not using nukes. I'm going to disagree with him. And the reason being, I'm going to point out, in, actually, the BBC in 2018, so 4 years ago, Putin mentioned to the reporter that if Russia is like potentially extinguished, then he goes, then I'm taking the world down with it. And he just over the weekend, according to the Daily Mail, putting this out there, just this weekend, the Kremlin has now hired a private militia called the Wagner Group, 400 mercenaries. They just flew them in from Africa a few weeks ago. They got a 23-strong kill list, including the prime minister and the rest of the cabinet, mayors and everything. He is a madman. There's no question to point out that this is, we are, I think, much closer to something much larger. And if you notice, Belarus, the president over there is now joining with Putin, and he sent some rockets over and trying to pound Ukraine. It's very serious. And I try to keep an open mind because there's a lot of information out there that I don't think a lot of people are aware of. And I just wanted to bring that to the table today.
Yeah, that's thank you. That's very good information. The Wagner Group, and you'd think, oh, Wagner, that's more German than Russian. But no, those are Russian killers. They're hired in Africa, in Mali. They're down there, and they just go around and murder people in tribes. They're assassins. It would be as if you brought in ISIS. Russians should be viewed as ISIS. Any Russian should be killed on the spot in Ukraine. And frankly, if Alexander Lukashenko, the right-wing servile dog, who's illegitimately the head of Belarus, is sending troops in, which he said he is, and rockets, then there have to be rockets into Minsk, his capital, put a little hurt on this guy. The people are very good in Belarus, but the fact of the matter is that it is a slave state. Look, they don't use the word communist anymore. They just have all the trappings of it. They are slaves to a government, just like they are in North Korea, just like they are in China. And these are animals. The people that run these are animals. What's happened is there have been saboteurs that have come into Belarus. And there is no doubt that what Putin is going to try to do, as you say, is assassinate Zelensky, assassinate mayors and members of parliament, and put in a strong man. Then the strong man will say that this is over, Russia will withdraw, and then Ukraine will become a slave state. That is what Putin's objective is. But the fact is that Putin, all of the banks have to be taken off the SWIFT system. Putin has to be put on notice that if it turns to genocide in Ukraine, the U.S. will intervene militarily. Republicans say, well, it's just sanctions. Why aren't we intervening militarily? If we had put troops in at the beginning, they would have attacked Biden for that. Here's some word to the Republican Party. Stop attacking your own president. You're a treasonous party. Guy like Mitt Romney has called you out. And he's very, very much in the minority. He voted to convict Trump twice. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, a lot of good has been brought up by other people. And I wonder if this might be the death knells of someone like the president of Belarus and in Hungary, because maybe the people there will figure out that we don't want to go down the drain with our leadership and start to rise up against their own leadership in those countries. Because again, and probably in Belarus as in those other nations, they have relatives that are in Ukraine, and they don't want to go over there and killing their relatives in Ukraine. We have Russians that don't want to be over there. Apparently Putin's been telling them, oh, this is just military exercises. They don't even know where the hell they're at.
Right. You're raising a good point, but here's the deal. The people in Belarus have risen up against their government. They know it's crooked. Alexander Lukashenko is an animal. He deserves to be put to death. But the problem is, when he has a securities force backed up by Putin, they just murder anybody who stands up against him. it's going to take a revolution, and revolutions in the short run usually are put down. And in the history of the world, if you take a look at, for instance, slave results, so people who are actually in slavery in Sparta, in Rome, all around the world, in Brazil, the United States, there's only one slave revolt that ever succeeded. And that was in Haiti against the French. When you have people who are in effect enslaved, it's very hard for them to do a revolution. When there's a slight liberalization and some of the educated, wealthier people sign on, that's how you do it, like in the American Revolution or the French Revolution. So what's going to happen over there, Alexander Lukashenko is sending Belarus soldiers into Ukraine because Putin wants them to. Putin and Alexander Lukashenko have talked about just joining the two countries, making Belarus part of Russia. Nobody wants that over there. He's talking about putting, they just have had a referendum, a crooked one, where they counted the votes, and they're going to put nuclear weapons in Belarus. Belarus has a big border with Poland. Poland. In other words, nuclear weapons 10 miles from the Polish border. Well, the fact is that Putin's got to go, and he's afraid of assassination. These kinds of things, when you crookedly extend your term of office to 2036, you murder people. He murdered a guy with polonium poisoning in London. He murdered a guy in Berlin. He's murdering people, civilians and kids in Ukraine. You don't just retire to a villa somewhere. You stay in, you're in the back of a tiger. If you get off, the tiger eats you. You stay in until you're assassinated. He's desperately afraid of assassination. That is why he has isolated himself. He makes anybody who meets with him sit 50 feet away. You've seen these tables, even when he meets Sergey Lavrov, his foreign policy minister, 50 feet away. He doesn't know who will betray him. We had a guy in his inner circle that the CIA had to take out when Trump became elected because Trump would have betrayed him to Putin. And all it takes is a handshake and a guy has a little spot of polonium on a napkin. That's all it takes. He knows that. I don't know how he eats food. Probably as a taster. Locks himself in the bedroom, sits there with a loaded weapon, and wakes up every 5 seconds when he thinks he hears the doorknob turn. His bodyguards are the only people he talks to, but it's easy to bribe bodyguards. The bodyguards of Anwar Sadat killed him. The bodyguard of the governor of the Punjab killed him. It'd be easy to bribe a bodyguard. I assume the CIA is on this. He's going to come to a bad end. The thing is, you don't want somebody who's just like him. And here's another thing I'll throw out. Do they have any checks and balances? I don't mean legal ones, but is there anybody, if he gives the order to launch a nuclear weapon, that would countermand it or just talk to the military and say, don't do it? When Nixon was president, James Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense, ordered the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and as Nixon was about to be thrown out of the White House, if he issues an order on a nuclear weapon, do not obey it till you get my consent. There was no justification for that in the Constitution. It was the right thing to do. Nixon was walking around the White House weeping, kneeling down in front of pictures of prior presidents like Andrew Jackson and Washington, begging for advice. He went nuts. Well, I don't know if they have that kind of people there. And if they don't, I assume our CIA and our Defense Department is on the money. We know where all their missiles are. And if there's any indication they're going to be launched, we will hit their missile sites first, hit Putin's headquarters, wherever he's sleeping, second. And then, of course, Moscow and St. Petersburg. And I've been to both of them. They're gorgeous European cities. I do not want to see that happen. Well, coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins, very serious subject. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.